USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FDA is close to approving a third dose of COVID vaccine for people who are immunocompromised. The agency said Wednesday that it was evaluating potential options on the issue along with the Centers for Disease Control. About 3% of Americans are considered immunocompromised, and many have had lower immune responses after receiving the shot, leaving them still vulnerable to infection. The agency is expected to release its decision on Thursday. And the state of California will require all teachers and school staff to get vaccinated against COVID-19, becoming the first state to roll out a mandate for K-12 educators. California Governor Gavin Newsom making the announcement on Wednesday after also recently imposing a mask mandate in the classroom and laying out vaccine mandates for healthcare workers and all state employees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The Taliban now control at least 65% of Afghanistan as military officials begin to speculate as to how long before the capital of Kabul falls. John Clemens reports.
Some military officials say Kabul will fall to the terrorists in less than 90 days. India is the latest country to close its consular office due to the advances by the Taliban. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said the reports of Kabul soon to be in the hands of the Taliban are premature.
No potential outcome has to be inevitable, including the fall of Kabul, which everybody seems to be reporting about. It doesn't have to be that way.
The latest military victory by the Taliban was the assault on the prison in Kandahar, the country's second largest city, when they released 1,000 prisoners. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said Wednesday that he supports mandating COVID-19 vaccinations for teachers before they return to classrooms for the new year. He added that he would hope that once the vaccines receive a full FDA approval, the mandates will be more seriously considered by more districts. Dr. Richard Besser says the classroom is one of the areas where vaccine requirements make sense to him. The former head of the Centers for Disease Control tells Fox News that healthcare settings would fall into that category for him as well.
I'm a general pediatrician, and so the idea of required vaccinations is something that's been part of my life, my entire career. I think there are settings where requiring vaccination makes a lot of sense. For our offices, we're reopening our offices after Labor Day, and only staff who are fully vaccinated can work in the building. Others will need to work remotely. For a school setting where you have teachers and staff who may be at increased risk of having severe disease, you have children for whom vaccines aren't yet available, I think considering requiring vaccination is something that should be on the table. My hope is that more people will reach out to their own healthcare providers, explore this, get their questions answered, and make the decision to get vaccinated. But I do think there are settings, in particular healthcare settings, where requiring vaccination is the right thing to do.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.